body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Launching from an Etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed, here's your host, Steve Starrs.
Well, hello, everybody. Glad to have you all along. I hear a little bit of myself there, but that's okay. I love to hear my own voice, but not an echo sometimes. So it kind of gets me confused. I can't tell whether I'm going or coming. But anyhow, we're not going or coming. We are here. And my name is Steve Starrs, along with Etheric Dave. Dave, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right, Steve, all things considered. Enjoying a little bit of rest over this long weekend.
Yeah, very good, yeah. You guys get some time off because it's Good Friday, I think. Isn't that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's talk about that just for a minute. Good Friday, of course, as tradition dates, not necessarily the exact solar calendar date. And, of course, this year... The celebration of Easter, or the, you know, I don't like the word Easter. It's kind of a pagan word, but the celebration of Christian death and resurrection is 1 month ahead of Passover, or just about that, which won't start until about the 23rd. Usually they coincide very often, but sometimes depending upon the way the solar calendar and the lunar calendar work, they're off by a month. And that's going to happen this year. But it's interesting when I talk about this day, as it's, you know, traditionally, you know, acknowledged to be the day that Jesus Christ died on the cross. This event marks the universal reset of everything. Universal reset of everything. Before the entire creation began, it was set up into the design and predestined to be implemented. If you want to know and comprehend the most important concept of wisdom you will ever learn, it is summarized in this one statement: the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. And you can find that all through the scriptures, of course, Hebrews 1:10, Revelation 13:8. Everything you see, experience, and live through is contingent upon this: the Lamb slain for the reset of the entire universe. Not just the sin of the world or you and me, but the entire universe, friends. That's what this is all about. The wisest people in the world know this well, and they comprehend it well. Okay, what evidence is there that this is true? Well, there's a massive prophetic record, over 365 prophecies in the Old Testament verified by the Dead Sea Scrolls, which date back to 250 to 300 years before Christ. We have actually have these documents. And you can find that, you know, if you go to just Google Bible prophecies, 365 prophecies of Jesus, you can find a bunch of sites that have a number of these. And some of them I looked at weren't even complete. But if you read one of these every day for the whole year, if you have 365, it won't take you but about 30 days until you start to see how vast the evidence is. It's all there. Nothing spooky or tricky to deceive you. Just as Jesus said, search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they that bear witness of me. So the prophecy was revealed to everyone even then, back at that time. as well as it is today. It was already evident then. Even today, as you see the culmination of this prophetic plan, as the unbelieving Jews disrupt the world under a satanic deception to rebuild their temple and offer animal sacrifices, which are no longer necessary, and even provoke the Lord by ignoring the final sacrifice and the perfect sacrifice in the Lamb of God. And this was also foretold by the prophet Isaiah in chapter 66 of his book. If you read that chapter, you'll see what God is saying about this. So why are they blindly doing this? Well, they're under satanic deception, trying to turn back the hands of time and undo God's work. And they want to place the whole world back under the condemnation of the law. And under the condemnation of the law is also the Mosaic obligation to live up to all of that. Well, they're ignoring and attempting legally to annul the final sacrifice in the work of God. That's what's going on, friends. The whole world is involved with this, whether we like it or not. So as Isaiah says in chapter 66, there is no need for the temporary prototype of animal sacrifices anymore. No need for any of these animals to be sacrificed, friends. It's done. And as Jesus said right before he died, it is finished. It's done. Finished. So Dave, just thought I'd give you that little discourse in the beginning of this day. And, you know, I know we head into this weekend and I thought it was important that, we just take a look at that. The reset of the entire universe, friends, a new heaven and a new earth, all designed before the foundation of the world. This is like that reset button that you hit and everything changes. Everything.
Yeah.
Reboot! Yeah, that's it, man. You know,
I tell you, it needs a reboot.
Oh man, I would say so. Absolutely. So, we are here and we're talking about these things. Of course, you know, a lot of stuff in the news and, you know, I concerned about a lot of people, and you know, I don't go out of my way to bother people about things like this or anything like that, but I do go out of my way to try to talk to them and say, hey, look, you've got a redemption here. Don't mar the name on that check there. You know, I think about Islam, and these people are very sincere in many ways with their religion, and maybe more sincere than a lot of people in the West and everything like that, but down at the bottom of that check of redemption where the signature of payer is, they've marred it. You know what I mean? They've crossed it all completely off and said, not his real signature. Really? What's that going to do when you get to the bank? You know, if somebody wrote you a check for $100 million, right? You know, supposing that it was real, it's hard enough just to get the check to go to the bank, go through the bank, right? But if you take the check in and they say, look, down here where the signature is, it says void, not the real person. We can't take this check. Who wrote that? Oh, I did. Well, why did you write that?
Well, you know, somebody told me it wasn't real.
Well, I'm afraid that check it's not going to go anywhere. You can't mar the signature. You can't mar the signature on your redemption. You can't denounce the name. I mean, they're not going to make it with this. This is not going to work because you can't mar that name, and they don't understand the protocols of banking, Dave. You know what I'm getting at? They don't understand that. Look, you know, it's hard enough to work with these crazy banks, but supposing that there was one that actually worked right, you know what I mean? You got to go in there, you got to fill out the information, get an account, do all this kind of stuff, set up everything like that. And when you go through the process of doing transactions, you got to have accurate signatures. You got to have accurate dates. You can't bounce checks. I mean, it's hard enough to get a real check cashed in a check. You know, I mean, a big one. You know, you take $10, $20, $50, $200. It's not that big of a deal.
But if you go into the bank with like a $15,000 check,
right,
and you actually want cash for it, they will probably call the SWAT team on you.
Yep.
I've seen it happen.
Yep, they do. They'll put you on a 3 or 4 day hold. Even if that check is from somebody like Wells Fargo for a stock sale or something like that. I mean, if you get let's say you're going to trade some stock on the stock market, you know this, Dave. You know, you get $25,000 or something like that on a big stock sale. You can't get your money off that check for what, 3 or 4 days, something like that at least?
Mm-hmm. Oh, but when the bank wants the money, oh, they'll take it right away. It's amazing, you know, how much of a double standard there is for that. And even if that check is drawn on the very same bank and the very same branch that you're trying to cash it, they don't want to give you the cash. You need to deposit this. You need an account. We need to manage your money for you.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's very difficult to get cash out. And of course, most banks don't really have a lot of cash on hand. You know, if you went into a bank with a check that was already cleared or something like that, wanted to draw $100,000, they might give you like $25,000 per day over 4 days. You know, I mean, it's really pretty hard to work with these banks these days the way they are. They're not set up to run a lot of cash through them. And, you know, I don't know if you've had that experience, but I have had difficulties when, you know, big checks. Now, if you're selling a house or you're doing something like that, it all goes through, but it still takes 2 or 3 days. They have to call and verify. Imagine if
You're not going to be walking away with the cash. You know, if you're trying to get cash on that, oh, no, they don't want to do that. And you're absolutely right. You know, if you get in there and you start modifying that check anyway and you take it to the bank, it's going to bounce.
I like the boing sound. Yeah, that's good, man, because that's exactly what happens here. And so as a result, a lot of people do not understand that the law and covenants, the law and the prophets that were established in the Old Testament are very specific about things. And there is one signature that's going to go on there, and that's the signature of the Lamb himself, and that was signed in blood, ladies and gentlemen. If you mar that signature, it's not going to work for you. And people don't get it. And, you know, I mean, there can't be anything more cleverly deceptive and satanic designed than Islam, in my thinking. Of course, the Jews are in the same situation where unbelievers or anybody. But, I mean, here they are. They think that Jesus was a prophet, but they deny that he died on the cross. They deny that, you know, of course, they've got some pretty funky history in the Quran. It's all out juxtaposition. They believe that, you know, that Moses' sister Mary was also Jesus' mother. You know, like there's only 1,450 years difference between the two people, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel sorry for these people. I don't hate them, but I do believe this is sweeping damnation. I mean, this is an incredibly dangerous deception. This is a very dangerous cult, friends, and a lot of people are very deeply involved in it. And I have some friends and relatives, and actually my niece and her husband, niece by marriage, they've gone to Indonesia as missionaries and worked over there, and they've reached out to a lot of these people. So I've been to Islamic centers, never done the kind of work that they have. But the thing is, you know, people who have marred the signature on that check and said, this is not the right person. This is not this signature is incomplete. I mean, if you just look at what happens with banks and $100,000, imagine how complicated this gets down the road. And it's a dangerous situation. They don't understand the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the earth. This happened before everything took shape. This was already there in the system, friends. It's designed as the major reset, you know, and, I mean, we're talking about a whole new heaven and a whole new earth here. I mean, this is how big this thing is. And so a lot of folks don't really grasp it. I don't want to get religious and everything like that on you. I'm just saying that this is how big this whole situation is from an analytical point of view. The wisest people in the world comprehend that the Lamb of God slain from the foundation, from the beginning, long before everything started, this plan was already in effect. And, you know, you kind of see it playing out. And I really want to reach out to people and hopefully they will look into some of these things and check the evidence. You know, I don't believe in blind faith. I believe that you should be able to find evidence and it's there. You know, if you look at the prophetic record, you can see, man, this does make sense. It's been there all along. It's right there. You can understand this by the law of probability. You know, you can understand faith is something that you, is based on thinking. You know, you go to school to get an education because you have faith that you're going to need that someday. You know, you sit in a chair because you have faith that it's going to support your weight. Whoops, whoa! Now, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, you know, that's what faith is. It's based on probability, you know, and people don't even understand that that's there, that evidence is there. No wonder they're confused. You know, it's not somebody's idea. I mean, there's stuff there that you can find, but a lot of people very rarely take any time at all to look at it, look into any of it. And so I guess, well, I had my Good Friday speech today, you know, so.
Anyway. Yeah, absolutely. And truth can always stand questions.
Sure.
But you can question it all day long, up and down, and all you're going to do is learn more.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's good to question. You know, it really is. There's a lot of good questions out there. You know, a lot of good ones. I've run into a bunch, and you know, there are some things I don't understand, and there are some things I do. And I found answers sometimes, you know. There are things that certain questions that you have are already answered. Some questions you can deduct and find the answer from by using Sherlock Holmes and deduction. You know what I mean? There's a lot of ways you can see things, but you know, I know there's questions. A lot of people get bitter. A lot of people are angry, and I don't blame them. You know, there's a lot of problems going on in this world. There's no question. That's why we need a reset. That's why it's all going to be reset and put into place. A new heaven, a new earth. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, that's wipe and reload. You know, that's the only answer to Windows 10 is wipe and reload and install Linux.
Yeah, there you go. And see, that's, I mean, this is what I like about computers, man. You can learn so much about how they operate to understand even a bigger scale of operations. It's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. What is a virus? It's a bad piece of programming, right? It's something that dysfunctions as a program application or, you know, a mistake, right? Isn't that kind of what it is most of the time, Dave?
It's usually deliberate, but yeah, it's rogue code.
Right. That's exactly what sin is. It's a virus running through the entire system. It's a dysfunctional programming operation. I mean, you can start to begin to understand that. It gets into everything. You know, you get a virus in your hard drive, you can get into your modem, get into your programs, get into, you know, your your monitors and everything like that, you know. I mean, this is the way these things spread. So, I mean, it's bad programming. And that's what we're going to do is we're going to eradicate the bad programming. That's what's getting ready to happen. A big reset button on the whole universe is what's getting ready to come down.
It's interesting that you mentioned the monitor because actually a very long time ago when we had the old, you know, monochrome monitors and all that, there was a way to get the sync frequency to go, you know, out of range to the point that there was a few monitors you could actually have a piece of software set that monitor on fire. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Can't do that anymore, thankfully, because these things are a little bit smarter than that. But, yeah, you know, in the early days, there was all sorts of bad juju that could happen.
Wow, that's amazing. So just by putting them out of sync, the scanning frequency would overheat and the thing would catch on fire, huh?
It didn't happen to all monitors. You know, it's not like, oh, all the monitors were at risk of bursting into flame. A special set of circumstances had to happen in order for that to occur. And it wasn't really widespread. And by the time people really started figuring it out, nobody was using those kind of monitors anymore anyway.
Wow, that's something though. I mean, there are all kinds of things that can go wrong and that shows you, you know, you just overload a particular frequency or scanning frequency or something like that and you're going to heat up.
Yeah, or just load Windows 10 on your computer. Yeah. Same damn difference.
Except for it won't catch on fire. It'll just go something like that, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, I don't like Windows 10, and we do need to start looking at new systems and things that will work for us as we get out from underneath the control of this, the way this thing is going right now, because it is bad communication, and it's programming that is bad, and it's going to get worse, friends.
And it's deliberately bad, and I'm not really that affected by that stuff because I've been using Linux for over 2 decades, and I've been very happy with it, and I don't have all these problems cropping up because some corporation wants more control over your life. Microsoft can open the bag and start munching it, and I'll leave it there.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they've gotten away with things as far as they have this far, aren't you? Because, I mean, you would think there'd be a lot of lawsuits about Windows 10 and programming and things like that that are lost and all kinds of nonsense that's happening there where people have tried to update and halfway in between, you know, it's kind of like that movie The Fly where the guy tries to transport himself, but a fly ends up in the machine, you know, when he comes back. Seth Brundle. Was that his name? Jeff Goldblum played the
role.
Beth Brundle, yeah, wow, what a mess, man, what a mess. And you can't reverse it, you know what I mean? So he could go back through the machine and extract the fly DNA, I guess. I would have thought that's what he was going to do at the end, there'd be a happy ending, you know, but no, it turned into a gross out, that whole movie.
Oh, yeah, no, that was not a happy ending.
No.
Ugh,
it was awful. I remember the original Fly. Remember that with Vincent Price? Help me, help me, help me. That's what's going to happen, friends, with a lot of this stuff, and you don't want to go there. So we're talking about getting you free and clear from all of this And, you know, we're just happy that, you know, having you along. Hope you have a good weekend. Get out and enjoy yourself. Relax. I don't know how the weather is across the country, but man, I'm ready for a good weekend this time.
Yeah, I hope we have one here. Right now it's kind of pretty outside. It's still a little on the chilly side, but, the sun is out. So, I might actually have to go get some vitamin D here after the show is over.
Vitamin D? You mean they have that down at the health food store?
No, you don't need to go to the health food store for that. You need to go outside and get some sunlight.
Oh, wow. You mean you actually get vitamin D from the sun itself?
Yeah, unless you've had too many vaccines and then you're screwed.
You know, I have dark hair and dark eyes, and you know, I mean, I can actually pose as a Mexican when I get a lot of sun, but man, I sure don't look like one when I don't. I look like a beached whale. And you should see my white exterior here, or posterior, I should say. You don't want to see that. Right? We'll be right back after the break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer. Visit landho.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. Right now.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Well, hey, welcome back, everybody, to Lights and Steve Stars here with you today, and Etheric Dave. We're just coasting on into the weekend. It's going to be a good one, I'm hoping, and I don't know how many kids are out of school with spring break or what your plans are, but, you know, it's a good time to relax a little bit, get ready. I don't know where you are on the geographical map, whether it's cold, whether it's warm, whether it's nice, whether it's rainy or snowy. But, you know, this is going to be that weekend and, kind of a nice time just to get back and relax a little bit, hopefully, if you can.
Hey, we'll take what we can get. You know, it's been a long, long time since the concept of spring break meant a darn thing to me.
Yeah, me too, actually, you know, and spring break was always, you know, it was always great when you were in grade school and high school. In college, it became one of those things where you really didn't know what to do with your time, so you ended up getting into trouble usually. I didn't that much. I didn't spend too much. Well, actually, I had about 2 years of crazy time in college, and then I straightened up real fast in my last 2 or 3 years. 3 years, it should have been two, right, you know. But that's kind of the way it is, and, you know, I don't know what people are going to be doing during spring break, but it can get crazy.
Oh, it does quite often. And all that craziness when I was in my 20s might have been somewhat appealing to me at some point in time, but it's been so long I don't remember. And I certainly have no desire to engage in any of it anymore. I just want to be left alone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice time just to relax if you can. You know, we're looking at having a fellow on the show pretty quick here. His name is Fred Kelly Grant, and he was one of the people who stopped NAFTA down in Texas. He's also done a lot of work with Clive and Bundy, but we probably won't go into that just because that stuff is still kind of, you know, in the works. And as I've said before, I've tried to kind of stay out of it because there are people who know a lot more about that than me, yourself included, Dave. I would rather listen to people about that than speak up because there's so much going on with all this stuff. But we may have him on pretty soon, and that's going to be a real excellent show, I think, if we can schedule that. We may want to keep him over into Bob Tuscan's show, and if Bob will comply with us. Of course, he probably won't when we have a good guest, you know.
I mean, he gets a little contrary and never kind of does what we expect him to do. We expect him to take the day off, and he doesn't, and he's got a plan. And when we expect him to do a show, well, we end up having to sit here for another hour. So, yeah. Bob, if you're listening, I hope you're doing your show today, because as soon as this is over, I'm going fishing.
Spring break begins. We appreciate Bob, but the thing is, yeah, it is kind of funny to know what his schedule is going to be like, and he is getting some things situated, so hopefully he'll be back in order and operational pretty soon, and that's something we've all been waiting for. But anyhow, we're here at the station and or at the network, you know, we're kind of at our own locations the way it works. But if you want to give us a call, 800-313-9443, maybe talk about you know, what you're going to do, or, you know, your reflections on today, Good Friday, if you like, and, you know, whatever we kind of go across, you know, we'll be able to talk about. A lot of politics, of course. I've been trying to kind of get away from that a little bit. We talk so much about it, and there's going to be so much more to come, friends, that I hate to overdo it. And I know a lot of you are really burned out about it right now. But, I mean, things are happening. You know, just a lot of stuff going on, Dave.
Hold on, Steve. You mean to tell me not overdosing on this political bovine excrement was an option? Man, I wish I would have known that.
Yeah, there's I think we should have really been thinking about that a lot, shouldn't we, before we even started, because we definitely get into trouble with these things. And
I'm sick of it all.
Yeah, it's going to keep going on and on, friends. There's going to be a lot of ads and a lot of people running for Senate and Congress and all that kind of stuff. It's going to get pretty heavy. The only people who really benefit from all these ads, I think, are the television stations who make a lot of money and the radio stations.
Because you gotta see that everybody out there is fed up with it and we're ignoring it. I mean, what we do when something like that comes on, we either turn the TV off, change the channel, mute it, or otherwise, we don't listen to it. We don't want to hear it. You get that?
Now, most of it's just repetitious, too. You know, same ads all the time, you know, and
99% of it's a bunch of lies. You know, if I wanted to be lied to, I'll just watch the evening news.
Yeah, it's bad. That is really bad, the evening news. And I tune in a little bit. I can only handle about 10 or 15 minutes of it. And sometimes the stories really go off on something that isn't even important at all. And they try to tell you that's news. It really is not news. Anyhow, we will have more news or just more discussion right after the break. Stay with us on Lightspeed.
You you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Lightspeed continues. This is our long segment here at the bottom of the hour, and we've got some calls lining up, a number of people, actually. So let's see if we can take them in order here. and get some points of view. Dave, any comments before we go to the phones, or should we just go on in?
Let's just jump right on to the phones and get these comments in here. I'm sure there's some valuable insights to be had.
All right. Well, we'll go fishing for valuable insights. And where else to go fishing but in Idaho? To Wes. Wes, are you there?
Yes. Thanks for taking my call, Steve and Dave. I've been looking for an answer to a question. Why is Europe committing suicide? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just talked to Joyce Riley. She doesn't think that's taking place. Well, I think I understand that, too. Anyway, you heard me earlier saying that Christian law says that women should not really vote. And plus that, Mike King was saying that is true in his latest book. I was reading about the conclusion, what happened when the 19th Amendment was passed in 1920. Well, on the Internet, there is a video that's very popular, 300,000 visits after just 37 days. The video is Why Women Destroy Nations, Civilizations, and Other Uncomfortable Truths by Black Pigeon Speaks. He's got a number of other things on there. They're very good. Now, this is not some tongue-in-cheek light study. There is one thing here that kind of sums things up. It's from a book called Sex and Culture by an author, J.D. Unwin, and here's what he says, quote, main driver for civilization is the degree of chastity of said civilization has of the women. The society that becomes sexually liberal loses cohesion and purpose. So I put at the foot of our civilization's going downhill. I mean, here I am to back this up with this 18-minute thing, Why Women Destroy Nations on the Internet. Hannah Montana and Madonna and Lady Gaga, when I talked to Joyce Riley today, I said, hey, I think I've got the answer to why the civilizations of Europe are committing suicide. And she said, what? What are you talking about? That's not happening. I said, hey, Joyce, they're letting an invading army come into their countries.
Wes, we're kind of getting into two different topics here. The whole immigration issue in Europe is a little different, of course, but, you know, I don't know whether there's any place in Scripture in the New Testament that says women shouldn't vote. I know it talks about not teaching or usurp authority over a man, but, I mean, there were lady apostles and things like that. I just don't think that that's actually, consistent with Scripture. I mean, I don't see any place. Do you know of anywhere that it actually says women should not be in any kind of civic control? We've had queens in the past. We've had a lot of women who've done some pretty good things. So I just don't think that's I don't think that's scriptural, to be honest with you.
I offered some proof here the other day when I said a house divided cannot stand, and that a man under a patriarchal society, and that's part of the problem we've gone from.
Yeah, but the house he's talking about is a particular person there, isn't he? I mean, when he's saying that if Satan cast out Satan, that's where the context is in that. It's not necessarily about men and women.
Well, I'm talking about the house that I grew up in with my father and my mother. My mother voted for Obama and Hillary Clinton, and my father was literally afraid to talk about politics because, hey, things don't go very good when mama's not happy. But once again, a house divided will not stand, and that is exactly what you've got when a man votes both conservative, and most generally the women vote liberal. She wants security from government. There is a book out there. It's called The Myth of Male Power, and there's a chapter in that book, and it says women trade their husband Sam for Uncle Sam for security.
Yeah, but that, you know, but Wes, that isn't always true, because you've got a lot of cases where you got a lot of good women who are Christian women and husbands who are relatively liberal and off track. I mean, you know, it can work both ways, right?
Oh, it absolutely does work both ways, Steve. And this whole divided house, oh yeah, it's a huge problem. It's part of the agenda. Divide everyone amongst themselves. Divide men against women, black against white, Democrat against Republican, et cetera, et cetera. So everybody's fighting about everything and they're not coming together on the issues that we can all agree on. It has nothing to do with whether or not we give women the right to vote. I think they do deserve a right to vote. I mean, they have some valuable opinions in there. That's not the problem. Women have not destroyed the world. Period. I don't believe that for a second. It's the agenda. It's the people behind it trying to divide everybody against each other. And this just furthers that.
I guarantee your enemy of civilization knows about psychology and knows about history and knows about this quote that I just gave you. We'll change the subject. I got it out there. Why women destroy nations. Let's change the subject to vitamin D. I am taking 75,000 international units per day as a Dr. Cambra, Cicero Cambra of Brazil on the internet. He's got a Portuguese language. It's a little harder to follow. Find somebody that talks about this in English. But what he says is he gets 95% treatment success with this high vitamin dose D of any and all autoimmune diseases. Multiple sclerosis in particular. That's what he started working on about 10 or 12, 15 years ago. Understand that there is much less multiple sclerosis and other autoimmune diseases as well at the equator. And what he first was seeing was that it was because of vitamin sunlight and vitamin D. So he started going up on vitamin D for all his patients. First, he started out at 10,000 units per day, where the FDA and the government says 400 or 500 international units a day, whereas heck, you can get 10,000 units if you just go out there in the bright sunshine.
Well, we'll check that. Yeah, I mean, that is an excellent point of view, and I know you're dealing with that, Wes, and I appreciate that, because there are a lot of people who can benefit from that. Hey, we got to get on to some other callers. We got them all backed up, but thanks, buddy. Let's see if we can get on to who else is next here. We got Fred, I think, in Iowa. Fred, are you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me, boys?
We can.
Loud and clear.
Okay, I'm a little charged today. I got a short note for Wes. I don't want to eat up a lot of airtime, and I don't want to hog the conversation. Anyhow, I got some crib notes here. A wise man welcomes reproof and correction. A fool hates correction. Okay, now here's my commentary. I feel it intuitively and gut level. I think RBN is going to a new plateau. There will be bumps in the road. But men of goodwill can come together and learn from each other. Now, I can be somewhat of a caustic caller, and I don't do it just to create hate or disturbance. But even Fred in Iowa, well, believe it or not, requires correction from time to time. For all it's worth, I like you both very much, and I respect you both very much. Now, I have known Steve the longest. In fact, almost the first time I talked to anybody was Steve on Bob Dudson's show 2 years ago, and I think I know where Steve's coming from, and I have a lot of rapport with him. And as I see RBN shaping up and growing, and it's going to be some tough going. I think it's improving and get better and be more financially a little bit more stable. Although I would like it wanting a little bit in the financial department, because that will keep it humble. Now, a note to Wes in Idaho, and this is from my heart and my firm belief. Wes, go to Amazing Discoveries Health Message. And this is from my heart, Wes. Try it out. Check it out. Okay, gentlemen, have a hell of a
day. Okay, thanks, Fred. Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, Fred's been with us for quite a while, and we do appreciate him. Dave, any comments, or should we get to Mike in Kentucky? Because folks are really chomping at the bit to say something here.
Yeah, they're just piling up. And, hey, Fred, we appreciate you, too. And, you know, we are certainly of needing of correction ourselves. I mean, we all are. That's why we're in this together. So God bless you there, bro. Have a great weekend.
All righty. Mike in Kentucky. Mike, are you there?
Did he hang up by saying, have a hell of a weekend for Good Friday?
Yeah.
That was kind of, okay.
That's Fred.
A little bit weird. First, receive a little correction. You know, they started putting vitamin D, in the milk back in the 20s, and they gave too much, and people got poisoned from it. You can overdo vitamin D, especially probably for youngsters, but as I understand it, there's a vitamin K2, carotene something or other, that helps facilitate the calcium pathways along with vitamin D in your body. So you should pair it up with that, and there's a doctor making the rounds selling a book or two that claims that aspirin therapy will be replaced by vitamin K2, or at least it will. Vitamin K2 will be as common for heart patients, especially heart failure patients, because of the way that it stops the plaques from forming. Which, of course, the statin drug scam has got a lot of people, you know, going down the wrong path. It's barely above placebo. Women shouldn't even be taking it, and on and goes with that. But I would say that about vitamin D first, because you can get dangerous toxic levels of it, but it's 30,000 units that you can make in your skin within just like 25 minutes when your shadow is shorter than you are, because the atmosphere doesn't deflect the UVB rays. So
wow.
It's a lot more you can get from the sun than just 10,000 units. I mean, it's only like 20 minutes if you've got your shirt off or if you're in a bikini.
Probably, yeah, more natural that way, too.
It's
yeah.
Good Friday, but what was it that he said? No sign will be shown to this wicked generation other than the sign of Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it say that he would be in the tomb less than 3 days? I don't get that. Or, you know,
right,
and,
yeah, that's why some people
what day
could
you buy
Friday.
Stuff? Today is a Good Friday. It might be a good day to go buy some perfumes and oils and stuff if you were going to. But you couldn't do it if it was a high Sabbath. And tomorrow
right,
you couldn't
yeah.
buy anything either.
Yeah,
so
the preparation would have been on Friday. So, yeah, that would have been the preparation
day.
It
doesn't make any sense to say that, you know, you have... And even to this day, the Jews celebrate the end of the Sabbath when? At sunset on Saturday. So the sunrise services, I'm not so sure. Maybe we should be having sunset services on Saturday night, because that would be the end of their weekly Sabbath. And there's no way you can come up with 3 nights and 3 days, because you'd only have Friday night and Saturday night for him to be in the tomb. Now, he's supposed to be in there 3 nights and 3 days to fulfill, to match up with the sign of Jonah. So it looks like, Crucifixion Wednesday would make more sense, because
if the high Sabbath was
Thursday, then, you know, they had to take him down off the cross before sunset Wednesday, and then on Friday they could go buy the perfumes and stuff to go anoint the body on Sunday morning, perhaps. I don't know. Or on Saturday night at sunset they could go grab the stuff that they were supposed to buy. So it's a little, you know, I don't know, the Catholic Church.
Yeah, Good Friday is not probably the day. You're probably right there, Mike. And I studied the Naval Observatory, who tried to back up the moon all this time to find out when the lunar beginning of the week or the beginning of the month would be.
Right.
And they came up with 31 and 32 seem to be Tuesday and Wednesday, as I recall. I don't have that information here, but you're right. That would not match up, I think, with 33 and some of the other years that have been dated. And obvious, you know, what's really strange is nobody really seems to know the exact year of the crucifixion of Christ.
And what's the lawsuit over this that government resources were used to try to determine a religious, when a religious event occurred.
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard to say, but it was interesting that the Naval Observatory did their calculations.
I thought it was NASA that did that.
It could have been,
Maybe they worked with the U.S. Naval Observatory, but yeah, I thought it was NASA
people.
That did that.
Yeah.
They were trying to adjust the calendar or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, now there were two reports of the Day of Darkness, you know, because the darkness that supposedly hit at noon or around noontime that lasted for 3 hours was apparently all over the earth. Mm-hmm. And there were people who recorded it one place and another, but those years were off. One I think said 31 AD and the other said 32 AD. So there's some confusion there about that. But there were two different accounts of this, as I understand. I was trying to figure out when the date of the crucifixion was.
Hebrews 3 says a generation is what? 40 years when you're talking about the generation that wandered in the wilderness. So in the New Testament, when he said, you know, this generation will not pass away, there are some here standing here now that will not taste death before all these things happen. In that generation, boom, not one stone was left upon another, which proves him to be a prophet. And, of course, he was more than a prophet, but they took all the temple down. All the temple was gone. The elements of the faith were melted with fervent heat. All of those, you know, gold or brass incense shovels and various metal accoutrements and the gold cladding and all the bricks and stuff that was all taken down and looted. And the abomination that made it desolate, the Roman legioned eagles and their accoutrements were standing in the temple within a generation. So
hey, thanks, Mike. We gotta run. Got a break here, buddy. Got Carol coming back after the break. Stay tuned, friends. Be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, well, Steve.
I think we better get to Carol pretty quick here because we're on a short segment here. She's been waiting a long time. Carol in Idaho, are you there?
I'm here, Steve and Dave. Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys and enjoy your show. And also Bob Tuscan, he's a hoot. Whether he's there
yeah,
or not
he
there,
is.
He's something else. Anyway, thank God for John Stettmiller and RBN. My comment, guys, is having to do with when we call in and, excuse the word, but pontificate, you know, about our particular faith or beliefs. I think we would do better, since our time is short in terms of saving liberty, you know, in this land and throughout the world. I think if we would take a cue from our wise founders of this nation, they were very careful to stay away from sectarianism as far as particular beliefs, and they stayed with freedom and justice principles. And it's fine to, you know, Josh, about what you believe or what I believe, but you know, the Bible, for example, has been translated and translated God knows how many times down through the ages, and it was put together by men. Did you know that until about the 4th century at the Council of Nicaea, do you know that the concept of reincarnation, that is repeated lifetimes to work toward perfection, did you know that that was a common knowledge in Jesus' time and for a long time after that?
Oh, yeah. Well, reincarnation has been around for a long, long time. But, you know, the scriptures were pretty widespread all across the known world in a lot of languages long before the Council of Nicaea. So the Council of Nicaea really just assembled what was out there at that point, and that's why they sat down and looked at all the different, they had a lot of Greek versions, of course, in places like Turkey and all through the world, but they translated it into a number of different languages, Latin,
but Dave, excuse me, Steve, isn't it true that they threw out a lot of things they didn't want, the Catholic, you know, the forming of the Catholic
Well,
it
wasn't that they didn't want, they found a problem, an imperfection, or an inconsistency. There's like, for example, the Gospel of Andrew, which talks about him going to Great Britain. It's a good story, if you've ever read it. But there really wasn't any validation. No one was there to verify that everything that they'd said had happened. And there are other things, of course, like the Book of Enoch, which is a very old book, it's been around for a long time. It looks like there's some additions to the Book of Enoch towards the end that aren't really by the same author. And they found certain contradictions. So by that time, they had pretty well gone through a lot of this stuff, and they'd found difficulties with a lot of these things. Now, it's true what you said. The translation into the Vulgate, what they call the Latin, was impure to a large extent. It wasn't until later that they went back to the original Greek texts and then went into German, and then from there into the King James, which is probably – the King James is still the best Bible out there, and, you know, and so I would stick with that because these others are a little bit different and they have some problems and variation. But I didn't mean to take up your time. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. I just would make a final comment here. I always use this analogy of a railroad track, and it has two tracks, right? And you and I probably would all agree that down through the ages, kings and the political, governmental potentates lied to us and twisted things, right, in order for power and control, right? Well, I want you to go about 8 feet over, or however, to the other rail of that railroad track, and recognize that the church fathers also lied and twisted and shut out things they didn't want people to know in order to, again, to have control. So that's why I'm thinking, Dave and Steve, if we could just kind of like stay with freedom principles, you know, share what you want, but not dogmatically, like some some callers, you know, they call in and say, this is the way it is, and we don't really know. So let's leave it to God and an individual conscience as far as how we
worship. I think there are things that you can know. That's what I wanted to say about the prophecies. That's where a good place to start, Carol. Look at that, and then you start to figure out there's something going on here. Anyhow, Dave, I guess we're done.
Stay free. Have a good weekend. We'll catch you Monday. Yeah, that's it.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Talking about the debate, my smart-ass self was not trying to contradict their programming. I simply feel, and I've said this many of times, and myself and Steve go in different ways when it comes to this, but I just feel like it's a waste of time to talk about these candidates, these selections, and so on and so forth. In fact, I spend far too much time, admittedly, talking about not talking about them. Or drives me a little frickin' crazy. I scheduled a meeting on Monday with the survival gardener, David the Good. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to go and check out his house and his homestead, learn a little bit with some hands-on experiences. Pretty excited about that. He has a whole bunch of perennials